believe.
How was it?
We are on. Location reporter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Today is Daf Ches. We're still on Daf Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah. But to recognize your presence here. To learn today's Daf Lezeipa Nishmas. My grandfather's Yortzeit today, David Meir ben Rav Shmuel, and my uncle Shmuel Aaron ben Ephraim Fishel, Lord Yortzeit, is also today. That's Chani Axelrod's father. Okay. Mishnah says, okay, we're still learning about Er Miklat and killing Bishogi. So, Nishmat HaBarzel Miketo. So, I think the case is that the iron portion of the hammer flies off the handle. All right, he flew off the handle. Right, Nishmat HaBarzel Miketo, Rebbe Omer Eino Gole. Rebbe says you do not go to Er Miklat. Chachamim Omrim Gole. Okay, so if item falls off the handle, Rebbe says that, I guess he's chopping, Rebbe says that is enough of a shogeg to go to Er Miklat, it's not enough, and Chamim Omrim Gola, Chamim say yes. Next case is, when Machlok is the other way, Mina Eitz HaMitbakeya, if the guy's chopping wood, and a splinter flies off, and kills somebody, and hits somebody and kills them, Rebbe Omer, in that case, you're Gola, Chamim Omrim Eino Gola, and Chamim say you're not yet go to Golas for that. So Tanya explained the Mishnah. Tanya, Amar lehem Rebbe lechachamim, v'chi nemar v'nashal habarzal me'etzo, halolo nemar eliminates. So this is the pasuk talking about the case of where a guy's chopping wood and something flies off the handle. So pasuk says, v'asher yavo esre eyu bayar, he comes into his friend in the forest, lachtov etzim, to chop wood, v'nidcho yado b'garzen l'chros ha'etz, v'nashal habarzal me'etz. And it says the barzel comes off the eitz. Umatzes re'eyu, v'meis, and he dies. So Rebbe says that you're not gola unless the splinter comes off, not if it comes off the handle. Right? So he says, based on the pasuk, does it say, he says, v'chi nemar v'nashal ha-barzel me'eitzo, that the barzel comes off its eitz, that the barzel comes off its handle? It doesn't say that. Halo nemar v'nashal barzel min ha-eitz, from the tree, meaning from the item that you're chopping. That's what would cause golus. What? So then it wouldn't fly off. But it's not flying off from the tree. It says min ha'etz, from the tree that you're chopping. Va'od. It's still not the record. The first question once was asked before we even started recording. Va'od. It's not the record. Va'od. Right? Nemar etz lamata. It says etz lamata. It says etz in one pasuk. Ve'nemar etz lamala. And it says etz lamala. Right, it says it's a different pasuk. Right, so the pasuk here says v'nichras abrazel me'etzo, and it says elsewhere lichros eitz. So ma eitz ha'amor lamala, the tree, the eitz, the wood that they're talking about above is min eitz ha'mitbakeya. It's talking about the wood that's being chopped. Af eitz ha'amor lamata min eitz ha'mitbakeya. So too, the eitz that we're talking about in this pasuk is talking about the wood that's being chopped, not the wood that's being used to chop. Okay, amar rabbi. Yes, going down. Everything has to be going down. I said that yesterday. Amar Rabbi Barashi, Amar Rav. Right, I guess somehow if you chop the wood this way, it doesn't count. Amar Rabbi Barashi, Amar Rav, Ushneihem Mikra Echad Darshu. And they're both learning from the same pasuk. Right, the pasuk says, V'noshal habarzel min ha'etz. So Rebbe Savar Yesh Eim L'Masores, V'nishal Ksiv, V'rabbanan Savar Yesh Eim L'Mikra, V'noshal Karinan. So again, we have this machlokus, and whether you go according to the Kriya Ksiv, the problem here is that our pasuk doesn't have a kriya si in our pasuk. It doesn't say v'nishal. It says it without the yud in our Torah. But maybe you can say that there are other places in Josh where it seems to be a little bit off by a letter here or there. Or you can say that for them, the ksiv, chaser, the ksiv is still nishal. Even without a yud, it still would be nishal. But he says v'nishal ksiv. And therefore what? That the nishal means v'nishal would be the actual item. V'nishal habarzel, right, it itself. Rabban Sava Yish Eim LeMikra V'Nashal Karina. Sorry, I think the other V'Nishal means it causes something else to do out. Binyan Nifal, I think it would cause something else to do. Therefore, it's causing the splinter to come off. Rabban Sava Yish Eim LeMikra. You go according to the way we read it. V'Nashal. V'Nashal will be talking about the item itself falls off, and that would be the actual piece coming off the handle. So that would be V'Nachlos would be Yish Eim LeMikra Yish Eim LeMasoris. So for Rebbe Yish Eim LeMasoris V'Lehi. So Rebbe. Based on what we're saying now, is Rebbe is the one who says Yish Eim LeMasoris, because Rebbe is the one who says that you get galus if the splinter from what you're chopping flies off, and not if the item thing falls off its handle. that which list lines up as being yesh aim lemesores, because we're going according to the way we, according to the way it's written, v'nisha, which is something else. V'nisha, the language, the, I guess the dictum is that it means it causes something else to fly away. So the Gemara asked,
if you don't get dolos, then there's no goel adam.
It depends. If you carve the ones, we said yesterday, if you carve the ones, then the goel adam doesn't have a right. If you carve the maize, the goel adam does have a right. So you have to look to see what the case is.
Whatever
it is, that's what the halakha is going to be. But if you're not getting golos, the Gemara is focusing on golos. There's no golos here. So if it was just an onus, then you're potter. If it's grossly negligent, then you have to be worried about the goel adam. Right? The Rebbe Yesh Emer Soros Vule.
So you say I hold like Rebbe or I hold like the Rabbanim when the guy comes after you.
I guess, I would suppose that that's not what happens. I would suppose is that the court would have be able to state that the goel adam has absolutely no right to go after somebody, and if you do go after the person, they'll give him warning, they'll give him a saran, they'll be chayav misa. Hopefully that would keep him from doing what he wants to do. Right. So how do you say that Rebbe Holmes, Yesh Eim L'Mesores, the Ha'amar, didn't we say, Ha'amar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, didn't Rav Yitzchak, same in Rav Yitzchak, son of Rav Yosef, same name Rav Yochanan, that Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, Ben Roetz, Ube Shammai, Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva, Kulo Svirlu, Yesh Eim L'Mikra? Don't they all say Yesh Eim L'Mikra? So Rebbe's included in this, so how are we saying, can Rebbe holds Yesh Eim L'Mesores? So the Gemara enters, Hainu Dik Amar Luva Od. That's why Rebbe had to say the Chachamim another reason. He had to say Va'od. He had to give them another reason because the first one he just gave it and then it sort of like contradicts his underlying Shita, so he gave another answer that would support it. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. The Papa says, Man deshida pisa ledikla v'atar tamre v'azul tamre v'katul banu l'machlokas de Rebbe Rabbanan. The case is as follows. Somebody's throwing a clod of dirt at the palm tree. Alright, at the palm tree, or the date tree, and then he hits something, and then the dates fall down, right, and he knocks them from the tree, the dates fall down, and they hit somebody on the bottom, and they kill him, okay? Big dates, and they kill him. That's the machlokas, the Rebbe Rabbanan. We're coming to the machlokas, the Rebbe, and the Rabbanan, because here, according to the Rabbanan, it had to be the item that fell off, not that it caused something else to fall. The same idea of chopping the wood. The Rabbanan said, if you chop the wood and the splinter falls off, that's not. Banu machlokas the Rebbe Rabbanan versus Pshita. It's the same case. What's the chiddush? So Mao the Tema, you might have thought that we're talking here that it's kikoach kocho dami, kamash malan, and you would have thought that the case here is a second level case, so not kocho, but koach the kocho, meaning here that the throwing the item is the koach. And then the things fall off from koach koko, and then Rebbe would have to agree that there's no gullus, because if it's too indirect, apparently, to cause gullus. Kamash malan, that Rebbe doesn't hold like this, he's going to hate that this is koko still, because it's not, because koko, throwing it, the gush, the stone that you threw, is your guf, because you put the power into it, that's your guf, and the thing falling off is this koko, so it's only one level of koko. So you would have thought that he would have said it's koach to kocho. Kamash money only holds that it's kocho. So the Gemara says, okay, ela koach kocho le Rebbe heich mishkachasle. So how do I have another level, another derivative of koach? How do I say, because remember there's guf, next level is koach, next level is koach to kocho. We thought that this might be koach to kocho and therefore not get gullus. Rebbe says, no, it's kocho. So how do I have a case of koach to kocho? So kagon, deshada pisa umichi le girma, v'azal girma umichi le kivvasa, v'ata tamri, the azul tamri v'katol. So the case is, a guy throws this clod of dirt to the tree, and the tree hits one of the dates, I guess, and then a piece,
and the date falls off and it hits somebody.
So okay, so it hits the branch, and then the branch, as it's falling, the branch hits another bunch of dates, and those other dates then fall down and kill somebody. That's called the kocho. What an extra step. Okay. Next.
So you have it flying twice?
Sorry?
You have it flying twice. It
hits a branch.
It hits a branch.
The branch falls off. The branch hits another.
It hits another branch.
It hits a cluster.
That second one?
It hits a cluster. Then from the cluster falls down. Because you have to make another.
So how many branches does it hit? One.
You throw the rock. The rock hits a branch. The branch breaks off. That branch, as it, after it breaks off, knocks a cluster of dates. The dates fall down and kill.
The date falls down. Okay.
Hazorik Evan L'Rishus HaRabim. So a guy is playing around. Someone mentioned this the other day. He throws a stone into a public thoroughfare. Pretty negligent. V'harag, and he kills. Harezeh Gola. That he gets Golos. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, im michishe yotzasa ha'evim yodo, hotzi hala es rosho v'kibla harezeh pater. If when you threw the stone, the guy wasn't there, and while, I guess, the stone was in flight, the guy then sticks his head out the window or out of his car, and then it hits him. I guess they have to have the evidence and look at the video cameras to figure out how it happened, whether his head was there first or not. But if he wasn't there, if he only came onto the scene after the guy threw, when the stone was in motion, then if your guy hits him, you're putter from Golos. I guess that's more of an onus. Zarek esa eved lechatzero, a guy throws stones in his own chatzer, the harag, and killed the person, Bishgaga. So then, im yesh rishus lanizaf likane sham, if the victim had permission to be there, then gola, then the thrower gets Golos. V'im lav, if the victim did not have permission to be there, eino gola, because then he's not shogeg, because he's an onus. What was the guy doing there? Shenamar, the pasuk says, Vasher yavo esre'eyu bayahar. He comes and kills us and meets his friend in the forest. So we've learned.
If he threw it down in public, it's amazing.
What? But no. So the first case,
yeah.
There was nobody there at the time.
What's the difference? Yeah.
So he says he's part again. Whenever it says he's parted from Gullus, you have to determine whether the patur is because it's kar of the ones or kar of the mezes. Right. So I don't know what the case.
Somebody picks up a watermelon and throws it
over. The ratio says
it's
golden. Yeah. Right, you get ready. I'm saying. So which case are you talking about?
There's
no one on the street and they chuck a stone. There's no one there. There's no one there. No, that's not the case. Right. And he's no one there. Okay, so number one, let's wait for the Gemara. Number two, there's nobody there. There's nobody there. There's no one there. If somebody sticks his head out afterwards, then he doesn't get Golos, because that's onus, right? Mishnah said, right, okay. Shenemar sheyavod reba yar, ma yar reshus la nizak l'mazik kaneshom, just like the yar is a place where the mazik and the nizak both have reshus permission to be there. Av kol reshus la nizak l'mazik kaneshom. So too, the case of Golos is going to be only places where both the mazik and the nizak have permission to be there. Yotzeh chotzer balabayis, that comes to exclude the courtyard of the balabayis, she'ein rishus l'nizak. I don't think the mazik word should be there. Ein rishus l'nizak l'kanesham. That the victim doesn't have permission to be there. What is he doing there? If he didn't have rishus, he didn't have rishus. I guess I'm allowed to go do target practice in my own backyard. Okay, so Abba Shmuel says you can learn it out from the Abba Shmuel says you can learn it out from the remaining case of the remaining words of the pasuk. The pasuk says lachtov etzim. Right now that was a continuation of the pasuk. So machatovas etzim rishus. You learn something else. Just like Chatavas Eitzim, chopping wood is a permissible act. I mean, it's an optional act. You don't have to chop wood. Right? It's an optional act. Af kol rishus. So too, you only get golos if you're performing an optional act, as opposed to a mitzvah act. Right? Yotze ha'av ha'mak epeno, that comes to exclude a father who's beating his son, the harav ha'rod es talmido, or a rebbe who's I guess, beating his talmid in order to teach him, So some people in this room remember that, right? Right. The chayin arava. It's not a progressive yeshiva. Okay. The chayin arava rode as talmido v'shliach beizdin, and so too a shliach beizdin as a person who's administering makos. If he's administering the right amount of makos, and a guy dies, he doesn't. There's no gullus there because I guess if you have permission to do it, that's not included in the gzeirus hakatzim of gullus. Right. Oh, that's a good point. If he's a registered Republican, then you can. Right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Because they don't have rights. They don't have rights.
No. Absolutely.
That is very true. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mr. Schiffer, Rishus Harabim Mezipu. What's the case of Rishus Harabim? There are other people, right? There are other people there. So it's amazing. What's he doing? Throwing stuff into Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and not the case is Besoser Es Koslo. We're talking about a guy who's taking down his wall. So he's taking down his wall, I guess, in his Rishus HaYachid, it seems like. And it's not talking about a person who's throwing stones at HaRabim. Someone was taking down the wall, and the stones fell into the Rishus HaRabim and killed somebody. The Gemara says, still, If you're talking about Rishus Haravim, it's a public thoroughfare, you got to be careful. Put up the gates, do the whole thing that people do to prevent people from being there. He boiled the lunes. He goes, no, but so sir is close to Belaila. He's taking them as well at night, so he shouldn't have to worry that there are any people there. He says, but Belaila, who says people don't walk at night there? Belaila nami boiled the lunes. And also he has to be careful. So it seems to be pretty, it would be Karov the Mazin, or maybe even Mazin, so more Karov the Mazin, we shouldn't be getting Gullus. So Mar says, no, so sir is close to La Ashpa. He's knocking down his wall next to the garbage heap. With that garbage heap, it's like the latrine area. It's where people used to go to relieve themselves. It's full of, it's the refuse. Like you have the rats of the Kotas, the Shar Ashpot. That's where they used to throw the dirt. So he says, that's the case. But so says Kosla Ashpa. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hi Ashpa, hey Kadami. So this Ashpa case, what's the scenario? Ishchicha bei Rabin Poshehu. If it's a place where people go often and are frequent there, then him knocking down the wall near there is he's a Poshea, and therefore he's not going to be a Shogig. Ishchicha bei Rabin. And if he's not, the Rabin, no one really goes there at all, right? Then Onesu. Then he's an Onesu, and he should be Pater as well, Pater from Ghost. So Amar Rav Papa, so Gemara Papa is going to say no. Lo tzricha ella la Ashpa hasuli panas ba balayla. We're talking about a case where people only sometimes go there at night. The Eina Suli Panas Baba Yom. People don't go there during the day. I guess it's too open an area, so people don't go to relieve themselves there during the day. They would only go at night. The Ika de Mikre Vyasin. Every now and then, maybe somebody comes and there during the day. So Poshea Lohave, he's not a Poshea, because he's not Karav Lemezi, because typically people do not go there. Daha Eina Suli Panas Baba Yom, because people typically don't go there during the day. And Ones Nami Lohave, but he's not also all the way in Ones, meaning he still gets Golos, he's not an Ones, Dog Ika de Mikra Vyasir. Because every now and then people come. So it's sort of this in-between status. I'm not sure how you define it, the Gemara defines it. It's sort of this in-between status. The problem is, that doesn't seem to be the Pshat of the words in Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Zorik Evan. Right, guy's throwing a stone. Here we're talking about someone who's taking down a wall by an infrequently used latrine. Doesn't change the word in the Mishnah. That's how he's interpreting the Mishnah. Doesn't say Hoggy Garcinan or anything like that. So it's interesting.
So the Zorik is a different.
Yeah, Zorik means something else, but it's not punch or pshat of the words of the Mishnah. Okay. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said that if he, when he threw it, the guy wasn't there, and only hit the guy after, he stepped out, and then it hit him, then he's putter from Golas, I guess. So Tanur Rabbanon, so the Pasuk, he learns that from Pasuk again. The Pasuk says, V'nashon labazel ben eitz, Umatza Esra'eyu, and it found his friend. So he says, from the word Umatza, Prat Limamtsi is Atzmo. Matza, I guess, it seems to indicate that he was already there. It found somebody who was there. As opposed to Mamsi, if I step out while it's in the air, then I'm finding the stone, I guess. Mikan Amar Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, In Mishayatza Ha'eve Miyado, Hotzi Hala Esrosho, if from during the time or after he threw it, the other guy, the victim, sticks his head out, the kibla, and he accepted it, right? Pater. And he would be pater. So the Gemara then asks, just based on this limud, he says, according to this, matza means present. It has to mean that he's there right now, right? He's there at the moment it was thrown.
What's touching the kibla?
There's not touching. Kibla is what he's saying in the word. That's not the pasuk.
Yeah, no,
and he accepted it. Right.
He accepted the stone?
Yes.
He received the blow.
And accepted it.
The victim received the blow.
Wouldn't he rather not accept it?
Accept it doesn't mean that I wanted to. It means accept it means it hit me. You put yourself in that situation. It was basically his fault.
So you can't stick your head out of the window?
No, you can't stick your head out of the window. If you stick your head out of the window and a rock hits you, the person who throws it doesn't get gullus.
Oh,
that's all. Doesn't mean he's a good guy. Doesn't mean he did the right thing. Doesn't mean you want to marry. You want him to marry your granddaughter. He just doesn't get gullus. That's it. Okay. Because gullus, lememra de matzah me'ikaru mashma. According to this, you're telling me that matzah means originally. Matzah means, because matzah types the pasuk, means that he was originally in the chatzer. So matzah means he was there originally. Rimini, but I'll ask you a kasha. U'matzah prot lematzoi shelo yimkor berachok v'yigol bekarov. Okay, so what's going on here? So first, it's talking about redeeming your ancestral land that you sold. Right. So the pasuk says, "V'ish ki lo yihi yelo goel v'hisiga yado umatzah kidei guloso." He can redeem it. So a person sells his land. Right. That's the case. It's a stay achuza, that if a person sells his teyachuza and he doesn't have, and there's nobody close who can redeem the field, then if after a time he gets money, he can redeem it. I guess this is before Yovel. He can redeem it. But it says umatzah prat lamatzah. Umatzah seems to indicate in that pasuk, if he later on comes into cash, then he can redeem it. Not to somebody who had the cash from the outset and is selling it anyway. And that's why he says shalom yimkor birachok veyigo bekarov bira'ah veyigo biyafe. You can't sell a land that you had a distant place, and then use that cash to redeem something now that something is sold. You can't sell something bad and then redeem a better field, because that means you had the assets at the time of the sale. They may not have been right here. They may have been far. It may have been a different land. But you sold it while you had assets. The only way you can redeem it is if you come into assets after the sale. That's the Gzeres HaKatzar. So again, this is before. I believe this is before Yovel, right? Rashi says v'nimtz matza prat lematzoi b'mocher stei akuzaso right v'alagolo siv hisiga yodo v'matza prat lematzoi im haisa geula zo mitzuya biyado kishemachra ein kofin es alokeach lachzirlo lipados. If the guy had the assets to redeem it at the time of the sale, you can't force the purchaser to sell it back to him. But there, matza seems to be. Matzah means umatzah means in the future he gets the money. At the moment he didn't have the money, but in the future he got the money. So what does matzah mean? Now or later? So Gemara says it depends on the context. So Amma Rava Hakam in Yana Dekra, well Hasam in Yana Dekra. This is what the topic of the pasuk is talking about. This is what the topic is talking about. It all depends on the context. Hasam in Yana Dekra, there is by the Seyachuza, it says umatzah dumid hisiga yado. It says vihisiga yado. Hisiga yado means and he came into it. So matzah there means it's similar to Yisiga Yado. Bless you. It means in the future, right? Ma Yisiga Yado mehashta. Just like Yisiga Yado means that he got him right now, not that he had him originally. Af matzah nami mehashta. So to matzah now means that it comes into his hands. And hakam in yonah dekra who matzah to midyar. And here matzah is similar to the forest. What's mentioned in the same pasuk? Ma yar mei the isi meikara. Just like the yar is talking about a place where somebody can be standing at currently. Afu matzanami means the yisimi yakara. So to umatza means to be somebody who's there, who since the yar is there presently. So to umatza means the person who's standing there presently. Come to exclude somebody who sticks his head out when he wasn't there. That if he gets killed in that instance, the perpetrator is not going to go to Golos. Okay. Next, hazorik esa evan. Right. So the guy threw the stone. Abba Shaul said, learned from there. It doesn't give us the quote that we're learning from. But it's the quote where Abba Shaul says, it's only if you're doing a Dvar Rishus, an optional action, as opposed to if you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah and you kill somebody within the Dvar Mitzvah, that you don't get Golos. So Amalei Humei Rabbanu L'Rava, so he says, because it says, Chotev Eitzim. Chotev Eitzim is an optional action. Who says you have to go chopping wood? I mean, if it's your job, you're not a job. But who says that's an item that you have to, it's not an item you have to do. So Rabbi says, who says? Mimaydim HaChatavas Eitzim D'Rishus. How you know Chatavas Eitzim is Rishus? Maybe the pasuk is dealing about Chatavas Eitzim that you're obligated to do, which would be Dilma me Chatavas Eitzim the Sukkah, or me Chatavas Eitzim the Ma'aracha. Maybe talking about chopping wood for a Sukkah or chopping wood for the fire on the Mizbeach. It's just interesting because he says chopping wood, the Hechsher Mitzvah of this would be a Mitzvah. It's not often that you see that a Hechsher Mitzvah is viewed as an actual Mitzvah. So he says, and even so, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, that you chotev eitzim, I can say the case of chotev eitzim is a chotev eitzim for a mitzvah, and nevertheless the Torah says you get golos. So maybe you would get golos if the father is hitting the son, or the Rebbe is beating up the Talmud. Right? So Rabbi says, no, those cases that you brought to me cannot be cases of mitzvahs. Those are not obligatory acts. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to chop wood for the sukkah. You can eat wood for the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to chop wood for the mizbeach. You need wood. If you happen to have found pre-chopped wood, you can use that. So the fact that you're chopping the wood for it doesn't mean that the chopping the wood is a mitzvah. That's a hechi timzah just to get to what you need. But it doesn't mean that the chopping is a mitzvah.
It's a hechsher mitzvah.
Correct.
But if that's your job and you didn't do it yesterday, then you have to do it
today. So you get another job. You're not obligated to do so. I'm not obligated to go to work today. I want to go to work today. If I don't, I'll get fired. But I'm not obligated. It's not a Torah incumbent. The Torah doesn't impose upon me that I have to go do that.
But it's somebody not, chopped the wood.
What?
Somebody chopped the wood for the purpose of putting it on the mizbeach.
No, somebody chopped the wood for the purpose of being chopped, and I go into the field and I pick it up. There's a guy who's there's a wood chopper. He chops wood. Whoever needs wood, come get your wood. You need the wood for mizbeach, take the mizbeach. You need wood for your fireplace? What?
It doesn't need that cover.
Right. It doesn't need anything. There's no command to chop wood for the maracha. There's a command to take wood and put it on the maracha. So therefore, it's not a case of a mitzvah, and therefore the pasuk is talking about non-obligatory acts. So Eisei Ravina L'Rabba, so Ravina says to Rabba, wait a second, the Mishnah says, Yotza Ahav Amak Ez Beno, V'Arav HaRoda as Talmido, U'Shliach Bezdin. Lema, right, these are people who are dealing with a mitzvah. Lema, Kevad Ilu Gomer Lav Mitzvah, Hashtanami Lav Mitzvah. You're telling me, this is the same logic. Case of the father hitting the son. Let's say that, or the Rebbe hitting the Talmud. What if since you know that if the Talmud learnt well, or the son learnt well, then there's no reason to be hit, then it's not something, then it also wouldn't be a mitzvah to hit the kid as well. Right. You're telling me the same logic. Just if the wood is chopped, proves that there is no mitzvah to chop. So if the son is behaving, proves that there's no mitzvah to hit him when the son isn't behaving. I'm not so sure. So the Gemara says, no. Hussam, by hitting the son, it's fascinating. Afal gav de gomer, even though he knows how to learn well, nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah to hit the son. The Pasuk Mishle says, Yasir bincha v'inichena v'itema adanim l'avshecha. Yes, give you serum to your son, and then you'll get benefit. You'll get good. So I go home today. You know, son misses the bus, and give him good. Right. So that's what it seems to say. That there is a mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. There's an actual mitzvah. They thought that it was a hechsher mitzvah to get the son to learn well. Turns out, no, it's an actual mitzvah to hit the son. So that's why the interesting Gemara asks. The Gemara asks about the Rebbe and about the father. It doesn't mention about the Shliach Beis Din. What about the Shliach Beis Din? So I thought that maybe the Shliach Beis Din would be that, because once you administered the amount, they said 27 makos. If you hit him a 28th time, you're no longer Shliach Beis Din. Then you're acting as an individual, so you're out. So there's no kasha when it comes to Shliach Beis Din. There's no possibility to find a case where the Shliach Beis Din is hitting the person where it's not, where it theoretically cannot be a mitzvah.
If you accidentally miscounted, would that be...
I don't know. Well, we could get to that case. I don't know. Hada Amar Rava. So Rava says... I'm not sure how you miscount. You do it in Beis Din, and the Beis Din's counting with you, and there's a whole procedure. But if you accidentally miscounted, I don't know. Hada Amar Rava. Rava says, Lav Milsi Damri. Nah, my answer is wrong. I gave this whole answer about, what was his answer? He said, since he found it chopped, and it's on a mitzvah, he goes, nah, that's a bad answer. Rather, I can learn it out from the psukim itself. Why, that only applies to a non-obligatory act, Lav Milsi, because he says, Asher Yavo Esra'eu Bayar Lakhov Eitzim. He comes into his friends in the field, Lakhov Eitzim. So when it comes to Yar, e boy oil, you have a choice. If you want to go to the forest or not go to the forest. The whole case is that the Hussar is talking about when the guy went to the forest. So in a case where a guy's doing a permitted non-obligatory act. He wanted to go to the field or he didn't want to go to the field. It's not forced by the Torah to go to the field. The East, right? E boy oil. The East Sakal Daitach Mitzvah. And if you're telling me that the Pasuk is talking about chativa, talking about chopping wood for a mitzvah, then me sagi l'goyil. He doesn't have a choice. Then he has to go to the forest to chop the wood. But talking about the case where he walked into Yavo Israel Yar. He's walking into the forest. He has a choice. Okay, that's what he says. I don't know if the logic is so straight. So then the Gemara said, right, because it says, I guess it says Asher Yavo, that might be. It says Asher Yavo. That he happens to be into the forest. Asher, I think is focusing on the word Asher, and the Asher is the lesson of if he wanted to or didn't want to. So the Gemara asks, so I'm Rachav Rava, Lerava, Kol Hecha Dixiv Asher Di Boyu. So every time it says in the Torah the words Asher, that means you have a choice. That means that it's not something that's incumbent upon you. Elamayata, according to this, well, let's read the following pasuk. The pasuk is talking about a person who became Tamei and then entered the Beis HaMidrash in his state of Tumah. Right? The pasuk says, V'ish Asher Yitma V'lo Yishchata. So a person who's Asher Yitma, so according to what you're saying, a person who chooses to become Tamei, and then he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, then his person gets kares. So according to this, that's only Iboy Mitame, Iboy Lo Mitame. That's only if the person chose to become Tame. But, right, Meis Mitzvah, the Lo Sagile Lo Mitame, the guy comes across a Meis Mitzvah where he has no choice but to become Tame. Hachinami the Pater, we tell me if that guy who became Tame through a Meis Mitzvah because he had no choice, then entered the Mikdash, he wouldn't get kares? It's not true. He gets kares no matter what. But if you're telling me the word asher means only if you had the choice, that you get, and then you use that interpretation as to explain the pasuk. So that would mean if someone doesn't have the choice to become tamei, he wouldn't get kares for going to the base of mikdash. So he says no. He says shani hasam. I'm going to stand by that asher means if he has the choice. But there's another example of custom when it comes to tumah, because right there it says the amakra, the pasuk says tamei yihiyeh. Right, what's the full pasuk? Ish asher yitma v'lo yischatov and nechus ha'nefesh ha'him yitoch ha'kala ki yesmik ha'shem t'imeik meini dalo zorak alav tamei hu, it says. Tamei yihiyeh. So where is he getting tamei yihiyeh from? What pasuk is that?
Tamei
yihiyeh olti mosot. V'kol nogeya v'meis, I'm going to get the full kol nogeya v'meis b'nefesh ha'dam v'shel yimus lo yischatov v'shkan ha'shem t'imeik v'nechus ha'nefesh ha'him yisrael ki meini dalo zorak alav tamei yihiyeh olti mosot. It's a different pasuk. It's a pasuk. Okay. That's a different pasuk. A couple of psukim earlier in the parasha. Okay.
Maybe it's the case where someone's walking and they stumble over a mace. So then he comes in contact, but he didn't want to do it.
No, but he had the choice to be walking in that area or not walking in that area.
Yeah.
When it comes to a mace mitzvah, you have no choice but to be, even a kohen.
Yeah.
He has no choice but to become it to come tamei. So tamei yihiyeh, it says tamei, he will be tamei. The yihiyeh comes to include mikol makom, that every person is considered tamei, and if he comes into the base of mikdash, he would become. Asher does mean if he has a choice. But when it comes to the case of the tiger comes tamei from eis mitzvah, it's a separate gzeirus hakasav because it says tamei yihiyeh. And the Gemara says, wait a second, ahumi boyle lechadatanya. I need tamei yihiyeh to teach me something else. Tamei yihiyeh the rabbo says tful yom. The Tumas Obol, the Rabbos is Mechusa Kippurim. No, Tameyyeh is to exclude a specific person. A specific person that's full yom, meaning the person did everything, he went to mikvah, and he's just waiting for sunset. So even if he did all he needed to do, but he's just waiting for sunset, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he's still in violation. And so too, Tumas Obol is a Rabbos Mechusa Kippurim. Now that's a person, even if he did tefillah and sunset, but nevertheless, he didn't, I guess, bring the carbon. If he's a case where he had to bring a carbon, he too would also be violate this pasuk and would get kares if he goes into the base of English. So how can you tell me tamei means to include tamei in every situation? Tamei specifically for a tvul yom, and therefore you would still have the same problem that you should be excluded. You should exclude the case of the person who comes in contact because he's forced to come into contact with a tamei. That he's forced, so he's obligated to come in contact with the Tamei. So Amar Leh, so Rav says, no, Ana Me'od Ka'amina. I'm not learning it from Tamei'yeh, I'm not learning it from Tumas Abo, I'm learning it from the extraneous word Od. So from the word Od, that's where he says, comes to include a person who was incumbent upon him to become Tamei. That he would still violate the Isser of walking into the Beis HaMikdash in his state of impurity. Okay. So ika demasne le'aha. So this whole shaklevatarya, this whole statement that the Talmud asked Rava about maybe chatavas etzim is rishus. We're talking about maybe chatavas etzim is a mitzvah. It was learned on a completely different topic. So it's interesting. It seems like the Gemara heard this statement of mimai demachatavas etzim rishus, and like the editors put it into one place. Another person says, no, that statement wasn't made. Like it wasn't necessarily part of the Gemara. They try to extract statements that they knew and place it into context. And here maybe the context really was something completely different. Okay. So Ika Damasna Yaha. Some learned the whole sugya based on the following sugya. So the Pasuk says, Sheshesh Yom Tavod, Ubayom Ashvi Tishbos, 6 days you should work, the seventh day you should not work. From plowing and from reaping, you should cease doing. So there's a machlokas tanaim, what was this idea of charish or katsir, what we're talking about here. Rabbi Akiva says you can't be learning here that it's charish or katsir tishbos is talking about Shabbos. Because why would they only single out two of the 39 malachos? So rather, he says that the pasuk is talking about, at least that part of the pasuk is talking about Shemitah. You can't do charisha and you can't do katsira on Shemitah. So he says, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Einot Sarich Lomar, Chorish shel shviyitz and katsir shel shviyitz. Sharei nemar sadchalo sizro v'chamrchalo tizmor. It already says you cannot sow your field and reap in your vineyard. So what is it? So if chorish v'katsir is talking about shvita, what is it coming to include? Ela afilu chorish shel eres shviyitz sheyichnas shel shviyitz. The kachir shoshviyah sheyotzel emotzei shviyas. You cannot, I guess, plow the field on Erev Shemitah in order to benefit the field for the Shemitah year. And you cannot use, even after Shemitah, you cannot use products that were nixar, that were reaped during Shemitah. It extends beyond. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Rabbi Shmuel says that we're talking about Chorish Katsir of Shabbos, and it's common to teach us. Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like Harisha is a Rishus, that there's apparently no place in the Torah where there's an obligatory plowing. Af Katsir Rishus. So too, the only thing that's usher on Shabbos is a katsira that's done for Rishus, where there's nothing incumbent upon you. Yotza katsir ha'omer shu mitzvah comes to exclude reaping or cutting the barley for the korban omer, which is a mitzvah. You have to, if you find cut barley, you can't use it for the korban omer. You have to actually cut it. So that's a katsira de mitzvah that you would be able to do on Shabbos. You're only learning katsir and katsir, chorish, and katsir to show you that the only katsir that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is a katsir like the Harisha, which is one that's not of mitzvah. But if it's for a mitzvah, you can do it on Shabbos. And actually, that's what they actually did when it came to Shavuos, and they would go down, they would even go on Shabbos, the whole fanfare, the hotzim libam shel tzidukim. So Amar Lehu, and so here we have it, Amar Lehu merabbanan l'rava, so the one of the rabbanan says to Rava, mimai de Harisha de Rishus. Who says you're talking about a Harisha that's of a non-obligatory Harisha? Dilma Harisha Omer the mitzvah. Maybe talking about the Harishas of Omer, which he's saying is a mitzvah. You have to plow in order to get the Omer, and nevertheless, the Torah is telling you you can't do that on Shabbos. So to the ktsira of mitzvah you can't do on Shabbos. So he says no. Amalei came to the matzah charish inu charish lav mitzvah. He says no, because when it came to Harisha, when it comes to Harisha, if I come to the field and it's already plowed, I don't need to plow it specifically for the intent of the Omer. So it's not considered a mitzvah. So if it's not considered a mitzvah, so too the only thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is the katsira, which is not considered a mitzvah. Comes to exclude the katsira, which is for a mitzvah, which is the katsira of Omer, which you have to actually do the katsira for the purpose of the Omer, that you may do on Shabbos. So then, Eisri, Ravina, Rava, so then again, Ravina asks Rava, so Mishnah says, Yotza ha'av, amakes v'no, v'rava, rodes tamido, v'shriach v'ezdin. Amai, why? Why did he have to judge the why are you saying that the father is osek mitzvah? Since if the son is already knowledgeable and already learned, it's not a mitzvah to hit him. So too, beforehand, it's not a mitzvah to hit him. Similar logic he's trying to apply from the Harisha. The Gemara says, no. The point of the father and the son, again, is not just to get him to learn. It's because there's a maila just to beat him up anyway. So you see benefit from it. So Hada Amar Rava, and then Rava comes back and says, Lav Milsa Hida Amri. It's not, I don't have to go through this whole thing about, Rava says, because Rava said, no, Kaven di Matzah Chorish, Einu Chorish. I don't have to go through that logic. I can learn that from the Pasukim. Right, it says, Ksira Dumi the Harisha. It's a comparison in the Pasuk from Ksira to Harisha. Right, Ma, right, Harisha, Ksira Dumi the Harisha. Ma Harisha Matzah Chorish, Einu Chorish. Just like my Harisha for the Omer, if I found it plowed, I don't have to plow it for the purpose of the Omer. Af Tziranami, so to Tziranami, the Pasuk is only talking about, Pasuk is only talking about a case where there is not a mitzvah to do the Ksira. However, that the Sokodaita mitzvah, Matzah Kotzer, Einu Kotzer, I'm not exactly sure how to read this. He says, Af Tziranami, the Isak Adaitach, and if you're going to think that there is a mitzvah, that the Pasuk is talking about Tziras HaOmer, right, which is a mitzvah to chop it, Matzah Kotzer Einu Kotzer, mitzvah Litzer Lahavi. I'm not sure how to read that.
If you found grain that was already reaped, does he not have to reap additional grain?
So he's just saying, repeating what we said already. I know, when it comes to Omer, you have to reap the grain specific.
You have to reap more. That's what he's saying.
Right. So how does that read into the Pasuk?
Just as in the case of plowing.
Yeah.
He found a field that was already plowed. He does not have to plow another one.
Right.
Afkatsir Nami, so too, the verse speaks only of such cases of reaping, Matzah Kotzer Einu Kotzer, where if you have grain that was already reaped,
right, then you don't.
He does not have to reap additional grain.
But it's not speaking about the case where you have to go chop it. You have to reap the grain. Okay. Right. He's comparing Katsira to Harisha. The only thing that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos is the Katsira that's similar to the Harisha. Just like Harisha, you'll never find a clay case where it's obligatory, so too the only Katsira that's also on Shabbos is a case that's not obligatory. But if you find a case of Katsira that is obligatory, like the Omer, then you are allowed to do it on Shabbos.
But not Harisha.
Right, because you can't find the case. Right. Right, the question you're asking, I think, is why are you comparing Katsira to Harisha? Maybe compare Harisha to Katsira. Okay. All right.
But if you do some, are you allowed to continue to do it if you want more?
What do you mean?
Or for the Katsira?
Whatever the Omer is, but you're only supposed to take what's needed for the Omer. No, I don't believe there's an Isra of Matok. Like Matok Shechut L'Tzorah, Chutz Nami Slo L'Tzorah, like you have on Yontif for cooking. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I think you have to cut what you need for the Korban Omer, whatever that amount is. Okay. Yeah. And they did it. They used to do that. L'Hotzmi Livam Shal Tzdukim. Okay. Ha'av Gola Al Yidei Haben. Mishnah says the father gets Golas because I guess if he kills his son, the Haben Gola Al Yidei Av, and the son gets Golas if he kills his father. Ha'kol Golim Al Yidei Yisrael. Everyone can go if they kill Yisrael. If Yisrael goes on Yadayim, and the Yisrael goes to Ir Miklat if he's killed by, everyone else goes to Ir Miklat. If you kill Yisrael, Yisrael kills you. Chutz mi Ger Toshav. But if a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, right, a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, he doesn't get Golas, he gets killed. We'll get to that. Ger Toshav Eino Gola Ela Al Yadei Ger Toshav. So Ger Toshav only gets Golas if he kills or is killed by another Ger Toshav. Okay. So Av Gol Al Yidei Bein, the father goes to Ir Miklat if he kills the son. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vaha Amarta, did you say Yotza Av Amak Ezbeno? That comes to exclude the father, because it's a mitzvah, exclude the father from killing, if he kills the son. So the Gemara says, Degamir. You're talking about a case where the son learned already. Vaha Amarta, you said, the Afagav Degamir Mitzvah Gavit. Even if he's Gamir, it is still a mitzvah to beat your son. He says, no, Bishulaya Denagre. We're talking about, I guess, a guy, he's learned to be a carpenter. Right, and he's teaching him an umnas. I think a neger is a carpenter. Am I wrong? I may be wrong.
Yeah, you're correct.
It's a carpenter. Okay, but Shulai Dinagri, and I guess he hits him. He's teaching him to be a carpenter, and he beats him with the stick somehow. Therefore, he get galus. So Gemara says, no, Shulai Dinagri, Chiyusu Delamde. Shulai Dinagri, he's teaching him a job. He's teaching him how to make a parnasa. Right. And Gamir umnas, and it's a chiyuv to teach a son how to become independent and to have a parnasa and to make a living. So that's an obligation on the father. Don't tell people that. But, no, so Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about the Gomir Umnosu Achrisei. He already has another Umnos. He already knows, he already has the ability to make a living. And you're teaching him another profession. In their case, there is no obligation for the father to do that. And in that case, if you had them killing Beshogig, you go to your Miklat. The Haben Gole Ayidei Ha'av. So Rimini, how's this? The son goes to Ir Miklat if he kills the father. We'll ask a stira from a brisa. The pasuk says, "Lanushama kol makan nefesh b'shkaga." The Gemara says, "Makan nefesh prat l'makan aviv." That's what the brisa says. It comes to exclude killing the father. So I'm a rough guy. Lakasha ha Shimon v'ha Rabbi Shimon. Sorry, ha Rabbi Shimon v'ha Rabban. With one case, they're talking about Rabbi Shimon, right? The brisa who says that there's no galus is Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah says that there is galus is Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Rabbi Shimon says that chenek is chamor misayif, right? He says that a fought, right? Chenek is more chamor than saif. Remember, we had the list in Sanhedrin. Rav Shimon flips. He says that sreif is more chamor than skiva, and he says that chenek is more chamor than saif. So therefore, you see that a son who kills the father b'mezid is done b'chenek. Oh, right. So a son who kills his father, it would be chayif two. He's chayif twice. He's chayif for killing a person. He's chayav for killing his father. So he's chayav for killing a person that's saif like every rotzeach. He's also chayav chenek for somebody who's hitting his father and making a chabura. So since he's chayav two misos, he's nidon with the chamor shehem. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says you have to judge him with the chenek. And therefore, you would say he doesn't get kapara because shigas saif nitna lekapara, shigas chenek lo nitna lekapara. The only time that you go to Ir Miklat, it's funny, every time we go, we're getting more rules. The only time a person goes to Ir Miklat is if he did it b'mezid, he would be chayev saif. But if he does something, he's chayev chenek, he doesn't get Ir Miklat. And here, since a person is being judged by chenek for killing the father, or making habur in the father, he doesn't get Ir Miklat. But Rabbanan Amri Saif Chamor Mechanek, that Saif is more Chamor, therefore a Horeg Ovi B'Shogeg, Shigach Saif Hu, Shigach Saif Nitnul Kapara. He says in this case, no, for hitting the father, there's Chenek, but for killing, there's Saif. Saif is more Chamor. So therefore this guy's going to be judged as someone who would be Chayef Saif. If he's Chayef Saif, he can go to Ir Miklat. Rava Amma, Rava says, don't ask a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa, because the Braisa is not talking about a case of a son killing the father B'Shogeg, rather, just talking about a son who's making a chabura on his father b'shogeg. So he says it's makin nefesh. It's prat le'osi chabura ba'ave b'shogeg. It's prat to somebody who makes a chabura to his father. Sagdai chamina kevin demezim akatolahu b'shogeg namin liglei kamash lano. Because that's a case of where if I would have been demezim hit my father, I'm chayav misa. So maybe that's the same idea as if I murdered somebody, I'm chayav misa. I should be able to go to ir miklat. Kamash malan, I don't go to ir miklat. Okay. Our call goal in Al Yaday. What? Oh, here it is? All right. Two more minutes.
All right.